I'd like to share with you again a machshava, although this time there will be something of a connection to the Agada to Gemara, but it's a thought really for the Aseres Yemei Tshuva that I'd like to share with you. It's Hashem, after the Yomim Tovim, I hope to get back to learning Tosafin and the Lumdus of the Sugyas. We start and end the Aseres Yemei Tshuva with expressions of strong expressions of faith that the Yamim Noram will pass us successfully. We start the Aseres Yemei Tshuva in Shulchan Aruch. I'm not talking about Sefer Machshava. The Shulchan Aruch begins the Aseres Yemei Tshuva with an obligation to prepare for Rosh Hashanah like a Yamtif. Mechapsin u'mistaprim be'erev Rosh Hashanah. Laharois shanu betuchim b'chasei yizbarach. To show that we have a certain faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed on Rosh Hashanah. Similarly, we end the Aseres Yemei Tshuva with a similar note, again in Shulchan Aruch, in Tafresh Chav Dalet, that Eichlin v'shaisim minsai Yom HaKippurim, v'aisim k'tzas yamtif, when the 10 days of Tshuva end, we make something of a yamtif out of it, and the language of the Torah there is a very strong language. It says, Yisrael, Leifshin, Levanim, Umisatfin, Levanim, Umagalchin, Va'echlin, Vishaisim, Vismeichin, Lefishayidim, Shakadish Baruch, Uyasalanu Nes. He says that we celebrate because we know God is going to do a miracle for us. Now, this whole idea seems to be very strange. Yom Ha'Ra'im, these days are days of judgment, and we know not everyone necessarily has the type of year that he'd like to have. Now, what type of betuchin, what type of hatoch is it? There's no promise of anything. And what is the idea that we mention? We go in joyfully, we come out. Right, we go in joyfully, we're doing Avedis Hashem, we come out joyfully, we did Avedis Hashem, but that's not what it says. It says we have a certain betuchin, a certain confidence that something special is happening to benefit us on these days. And that needs an explanation. Well, the truth is that we begin the slichais with such an expression. We say, Arachamecha anu betuchin. We talk about a haftacha, some sort of confidence in HaKadosh Baruch Hu in these days. And certainly that needs some sort of explanation, some sort of understanding. It's known, the Chazinish writes in his Emunah B'Tochen, that B'Tochen doesn't even mean that we're sure things will end up the way we want them to be. Somebody says, I have betochen, I'll be healed. I have betochen, I'll get a job. The Chazaini shows that it's not true. There's no, unless a Navi told you you'll be healed, or a Navi told you you'll get a job, there's no betochen, there's no betach, there's no confidence that it'll happen. The betochen is that things are not left to chance. The betochen is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world for each person, gives each person what he needs. But the betachin that we'll get what we want, this seems to be a misplaced notion. And therefore, the idea of what all this means, and what the lashon of the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yasa Lanu Neis, that all that needs some sort of explanation. So I'd like to share with you a thought, which begins with another question. On the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, the Gemara says, Dirshu Hashem bihi matzai, karuhu biyaseh karay, elu aseres yemei tshuva. The 10 days of tshuva, God is close. What's different about the 10 days of tshuva? In what way are the 10 days different? Maybe we bring ourselves closer to God. Yom Kippur, it says, etzem hayay mechaper. Yom Kippur itself is a day that brings kapara. But what's special about aseres yemei tshuva? What is different in aseres yemei tshuva than all year round? That Dirshu Hashem be matzid, Hashem is so to speak closer to us. In what way is God closer to us? In the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, we're missing a basic understanding of what's special about these days. And I'd like to share with you an idea whose source is the Rambam. I don't have an Achrayin or a Likud Seif or anything. I just learned the Rambam. And I think if we read the words of the Rambam, we see what's unique about these days. And then we look, and I think we'll find Ramazim to this idea in our davening on Yom Kippur as well. So the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, in Perek Beis, says, Ezehu tshuva gemura, what's a true tshuva? What does it mean a person does tshuva? It says, Shabaliyadei dover sha'avar boy. If somebody does tshuva, he regrets an avera. So the Rambam says that's not complete tshuva. Tshuva is not just in machshava, not only that you regret what you did, and you're sorry you did it, you wish you wouldn't have done it, but tshuva gemuri is shabali yadei dover sha'avar bai, that the test came again. The nisayin, the avera, the opportunity for avera came again, and you withstood the nisayin, zef shabi yadei la'asais, and you refrain. The Rambam says that's tshuva gemuri. A tshuva gemara is not just a machshava, it's a maisa. It's not just thought, it's easy to think, relatively easy, but it has to be lamaisa, it has to come lamaisa. Then, in halacha vav, the Rambam says, afal pisha tshuva v'tzaka yafala aylam, tshuva is always wonderful. Baseres yamim, shebein rosh hashanah v'yam ha-kippurim, hu yafa b'yaiser. On these 10 days, it's even better. Umiyad he miskabelas shenema dirshu Hashem b'imatzei kru b'yaisei karev. So the Rambam just says one thing. Umiyad he miskabelas. I think if you read the Rambam is saying a bigger side. The Rambam is saying that all year round, tshuva, it's not enough b'machshava. It's not enough ratzon. It has to, you have to be tested again. It has to come up again. And you have to succeed. That's tshuva. And the Rambam says that on these 10 days, tshuva and tzedakah, miyad hi miskabelas, it's immediately makubal. Shenema dirshu Hashem b'matzei kru b'yaisei karev. That means, what's unique about these 10 days, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekabel tshuva just with the desire, just with the rotzen, without it coming lidei lamaiser. That's the idea. And Rav Shor used to say very often, it says, you know, the machlekes of the world was created in Nisan, or the world was created in Tishrei. So, now how do you say Elu ve'elu divrei elokim chayim on that one? You know, Elu ve'elu, they're both true. How can they both be true? Either the world was created in Nisan, or the world was created in Tishrei. The Gemara doesn't come out. Okay, the Gemara doesn't say that. But Taisus brings this idea. Well, what it says is that, Taisus says, is that b'machshava, God, kaviyachol, decided to create the world. That's called Tishrei. The decision, b'machshava, in thought, to create the world is Tishrei. Lamaisa, when Hashem created the world, he called that Nisan. He started with the month of Nisan. So that Tishrei, the world was created in thought. And Nisan, the world was created Lamaisa, in the Olam HaMaisa. So Rav Shor writes that the Avodah of Tishrei is Machshava. Is Machshava to want, to truly want to do things right. That's the Avodah of Tishrei. In Machshava, a person has to be as perfect as he can be. That fits well with the Rambam. The Rambam is saying that even though all year round, Tshuva has to, it's not enough all year round mice and rotzen. It's not enough to want. You have to actually do it. You have to actually set out to do it. But on these 10 days, miyadu miskabelas. If a person has a true rotzen, then it's makubal right away. And that idea is what's unique about the 10 days. To work on your rotzenis and wanting and truly wanting. It's easy to say you want, but to truly want to be a better person. Now, this is an idea which I think is correct in the Rambam. I looked in the Frankel Rambam in the back. They seem, it's hard to know from the index, they seem to attribute this thought to Rav Aaron Cutler. But the Maramachim that they tell you to look, is it seems to be incorrect. I looked it up, and it doesn't seem to be correct. So, but this idea seems to be right. Now, this idea I had last year. And in davening, I look for Ramazan to it. We say at the end of Ne'ilah, we change the language of Shemayna Esrei slightly. At the end of Ne'ilah, we say a Lashon, V'titein lanu Hashem alakeinu asiyam ekipurim hazeh, keitz slicha u'mechila l'chol avay niseinu. Here's the Lashon keitz. Keitz could mean time, or could mean end. V'ahimi keitz v'asayim yamin. We don't usually use keitz as time. On Pasukas, we don't call it keitz yitzias mitzrayim. If keitz means end, then it's very gishmak. At the end of the 10 days, we say that this is the end. It's the end of a certain time of opportunity. Keitz slicha mechila chalavayin is the end of an opportunity to achieve slicha mechila through ratzon alone. Through the ratzon that we have on Yom Kippur, through that alone, we say we try to be like angels, to emulate angels, to dress in white, and not eat, and not drink. That ratzon, apparently, is adequate. In the chasima of the Yom Kippur Shemayna Esrei, which is unusually long, normally the end of a Shemayna Esrei, of Baruch Atah Hashem, is short, Mekadish Yisrael Vazmanim. On Yom Kippur, the way we end, and I think the language is, fits beautifully with this idea, is we say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Melech Meichel V'Selech L'Avay Niseinu V'Avay Nis Amo Beis Yisrael, Kesh Baruch Hu, who is forgiving, U'mavir Ashmeiseinu B'Choshana V'Shana, Melech HaKol Ha'aretz V'Kadosh Yisrael V'Yom Kippur. U'mavir Ashmeiseinu B'Choshana V'Shana. The language is saying, Hashem is Mavir Ashmeiseinu, He pierces, He takes away our sins B'Chol Shana V'Shana. Every year, this time, Hashem takes away our Averis. It indicates that Yom Kippur has this special, unique idea of being Mavir Ashmeiseinu B'Chol Shana V'Shana. Now, it's true, Yom Kippur, Etzem Yom Kippurim is Mechaper, but according to the understanding that we have, there's a unique opportunity in these days for a person to be forgiven through a true Ratzin, through working on his Ritzaynais, and for that alone, Hashem is Mavir Ashmeiseinu, B'chol Shana V'Shana. If you do a Tshuva Gemura, it's all year round, that Hashem is Mavir Ashmeiseinu. But on these days, from Ratzin alone, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mavir Ashmeiseinu, so to speak, let the Averis pass away. So it's a concept, it's an idea of the Avaida for these days, to have a strong Ratzin, even if a person is not holding at that level. That might explain a little bit the old kasha, why the Shemayna Esrei, the Vidui, doesn't have Kabbalah ala Asid on Yom Kippur. Yeah, a lot of different. I always feel a lot of times Chazal put in language to give places for the Rabbanim to darshan. Like people ask me, why I say Hamokim Yenachim Eschem Esrei? Why Hamokim? Why not Hashem? So I feel they put in Hamokim Yenachim, it gives place for drashas. You know, you have what to do, you have a nevarot to say, a lot of nice verot to look about Hamokim. So I don't know, it's like they didn't put in Kabbalah Lo'asid, so there are about a million terutzim. But anyway, I think a good teretz might be, according to, if the Yisaida I'm saying from the Rambam is true, it's very good, that uniquely in these days, the Kabbalah Lo'asid, which we should have, it's not ma'akiv. The Ratzin itself is something which brings about forgiveness. And it's sort of an opportunity that maybe we don't realize. Here in Avodah Zarah, the Gemara on Chof Amud Beis has the Braisa of Pinchas Ben Yair. The Pinchas Ben Yair's Braisa is the Braisa of the line of Zahirus, maybe Lidei Zrizos, and Zrizos, maybe Lidei. Each thing brings to the next level until a person achieves Kedusha. The Sefer Mesilas Yesharim is built on this Braisa of Pinchas Ben Yair. He goes through each midah, or almost every midah, and he says, Darchei Kinyan, how you kind of the midah, and Dvarim HaMafsidim, Zrizos, the things you could do to bring Zrizos, and the things you could bring that might lose Zrizos. Rav Hutner, in the piece in the Mamorim on Sukkis, which I gave out here, in the third of the paragraphs that I circled, makes a diuk, that in Kedusha, the highest, come out the highest level, in Kedusha, the Mesilas Yesharim doesn't talk about Darchei Knias HaKedusha, how you claim the Kedusha. It talks about Dvarim HaMafsidim Kedusha, but not so much, but he doesn't talk at all about Derech Kinyan HaKadusha. And what Rav Hunter says is similar to the idea that we're talking about on Yom Kippurim, which is the Ein HaKadosh Hazeh, is that when it comes to Kedusha, the Ratzon alone can bring a person to Kedusha. The Ratzon, Zriza, Sahiris, these are all things that require a lot of work. Once you've worked on these things, the Ratzon for Kedusha by itself is something that can bring Kedusha. The desire for Kedusha. Rav Hunter writes, when we daven out to v'yein l'idei nisayin, if you zeicha through davening, Hashem doesn't bring you l'idei nisayin, you get the schar ki'ilu you went through the nisayin. In other words, if the ratzon is enough, you don't need the lamaisa. If the ratzon of v'yein l'idei nisayin is enough, you don't need the lamaisa. It's the same idea that when it comes to higher levels of kedusha, ratzon counts. Ratzon matters for something. Desire counts. In a good relationship, the desire counts for something, even if a person is not perfect in his lamaisa. So at any rate, this is a thought which I think is appropriate to go into Yom Kippur for. It sounds like a bargain. All you have to have is ratzon. You don't have to have lamaisa. It's a bargain. So Rav Shor writes, it's not a bargain. It's a machayiv. Because when I talk to you about lamaisa, you say, look, I'm weak, I'm not perfect. So you can have all kinds of excuses, and they're true. Who am I? You think I'm going to change so much? Rav Shor says, but now, if all we're talking about is ratzon, desire, to dream of it in a real way, so that obligates you to be perfect. You're not going to be perfect lamaisa, but your ratzonos, your desires should be perfect. Your dream, what you dream of achieving, should be perfect. It's a machayev, a person to have the right desires, and certainly Rav Shor means coming every Thursday night to Mishmar, things of that type of a sort. So at any rate, we hope Tov Shanayim Vav should be a gebench dia for all of us. I do want to mention that I would like to finish the first parak over the next two Thursday nights. Two Thursday nights from now is Sukkis, Chomoyed Sukkis. Hope you can make it. We have a big sukkah outside. We hope to make a siyum on the first perek, and sort of have a combination, Sukkos Beis HaShoeva and Mishmar. I don't mean music, I just mean a little more expanded menu. And the Iker, of course, is the learning. So, Yitz Hashem, I hope we have a Gemach Sima Taiva, all of us, and a good Gevesh to you.